Hey, this is Jody. Just waiting for my father to arrive. He's got about a 3-hour drive ahead of him and shouldn't be too far away to come to my house to spend Christmas number one. In my family, we celebrate two Christmases. The first is with my sister and her family, as well as my father, and next week on Christmas Day, we'll be celebrating it with my mother and my sister and her family. But obviously, everybody does that slightly differently. But Christmas in Australia for us, well, today I'm pleased firstly about the weather because it's only going to be about 23 degrees Celsius today, and in Melbourne, the weather can vary anywhere between 20 to 40 degrees. You just never know what you're going to get. So we all pray a little bit for perfect weather, and this is pretty good. This is a good day to put the Weber on. It's not banned because if it was any hotter up in the 30s, it's possible that I wouldn't be able to light the Weber because it's an open flame and we have total fire bans when it gets too hot. Many an actual Christmas day I've spent in 40 degree heat as well as rainy 20 odd degree coolness to us. I would love a traditional Christmas in the snow. One day I hope to have that. The closest I got was when I lived in London, which was more like a cold Christmas. Actually, it was in Christmas in Paris. I'd zipped across there, but cold, no snow at that stage. So one day I will get somewhere and celebrate Christmas and have snow. It'll be a lot of fun. But anyway, we like to do it because my family are of an English heritage. We'd like to do it the traditional way and have roasts. So hence why I'm very relieved that the weather's nice and cool and I can get the Weber on and get the roast beef in there. And the rest will just be roast beef, roast potatoes, roast pumpkin, broccoli, probably peas and beans, bit of gravy, and then for dessert we'll have mini pavlovas, which are delicious, topped with cream and strawberries or passion fruit pulp or chocolate, which is often chocolate like a crisp mint. And that's pretty much it. We'll have a few drinks and relax and pop a few bonbons at the table and off we go. So we try and do it traditionally. I have in the past had what we call an Aussie Christmas, which is a barbecue, but seriously, that could be any day of the week, so we stopped doing that. That was back many, many years ago, probably about, oh, I won't say, but a lot of years ago. And it was so hot. I remember we just sweltered and we had a barbecue and salads and heaps of cold meats and cold cuts. It's just not the same. It really isn't. So I think tonight, when everybody's eating, it'll probably have dropped down to about 15 or 16 degrees. Perfect. So that's my Aussie Christmas. I wish you all a Merry Christmas, and hopefully I'll get to boo you soon. But obviously things are heating up for that special day. So while you sit down to your family meals, think of anybody else in the world that's sweltering around theirs and be grateful that you can eat in a cool environment if that's the case. And if you are sweltering, I feel your pain. Signing off.